All right, take two. It's now 10:15 a.m. on Monday, the 14th of October. For some reason, my phone decided that it was going to do something weird, and after I got the recording started and I was walking along for just about 3 minutes, it said, nope, not going to work anymore. Oh, this petter pusher lady. Good morning. Not wearing pedal pushers anymore. It's a little too cold for that. Luckily I felt a buzz in my hand and looked to see that it had in fact shut down, and I don't know why. It may explain some of those days where I've started the recorder and watched the recorder start and then got to the end and found that there was no file. Because there wasn't even a partial file. So it's very confusing. Anyway, it stopped. So today's file is going to be a little bit shorter and final.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what was I talking about? Oh, for the words. For the words. A couple of friends of mine who are also writers are working in with a gamification tool called For the Words, which is like FTW, for the win. And it's basically a game engine where you do battle against monsters by writing words. And there are timers. So one of the monsters is 250 words in 30 minutes or less. And of course that's an easy win, but you have to join the battle. And so my first quest is to kill four of these 250 word monsters. And I'm halfway there. I've killed two. I've done something over 500 words this morning. It's not very much on this grand scheme of things, but it's 500 words more than I had when I woke up this morning. And it's 500 words more than, well, probably 450 words more than I did yesterday. So, yeah, since my propensity is to get up and game, if the game I'm playing is to play against these monsters, maybe I could develop a consistency habit. The thing is that consistency has never been part of my process. It's never been part of my routine. You know, writing 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 words a day has always been part of a project. And once the project was done, then that 5,000 words or 3,000, whatever it is, those 5,000 words went away. I didn't try to even do them anymore because I was focused on getting the next work out. The next book out rather than writing the one that comes after. And I think I need to rethink that. I think I need to spend a little more time in work mode, in legit, honest, okay, the writing lamp is lit mode. And maybe in the morning that's writing, and in the afternoon it's editing or something. But I need to get more consistent. Consistency is going to be the way for me going forward. Realizing that I had spent 10 months working on Cape Grace, over 10 years in the last 10 months, full time on Cape Grace, it's like, what the hell? This is uncomfortable for me. This is a place where I don't want to be. This is a place where I'm no longer writing, but I have written, and that's, it's a terrible place. I'm 67 years old now, for heaven's sake. I don't have that many more writing years left in me. Probably no more than 10. Maybe 15. Jesus, really? 82? In only 15 years? 82? Wow. I see a lot of old people walking around town. And I was in line behind a guy, white haired, just stooped over, shuffling along. And we're at the pharmacy line. He went up ahead of me. He's like 3 years younger than I am. Look at the guy going, really? What do you gonna look like when you're 70? What am I gonna look like when I'm 70? I hope I'm gonna look a lot like I do now. Although I'll probably have less hair, at least on my head. Get ready, say it with me. Monk post. Monk post, sorry. Slap first, then speak, sorry. I'm a little frazzled this morning for some reason. A little doofed up. Part of it is that it was a very rocky night in terms of sleepage. I didn't get a lot of sleep. I slept. Cat got me up at, I think it was like 5. It might have been 5:30 almost. Well, it was after 5:30 because coffee was done. I fed the cats and then went back to bed and slept for a little while longer. So I got up around, I must have got up around 7. And then it got suckered into this For the Words thing, and it's like, okay, this is actually kind of cool. And what I'm looking for primarily, see, word sprints do it for me too. If I can get a string of word sprints going and get the numbers loaded into my spreadsheet, my tracking spreadsheet, then I'm pretty good. But I've got a 30-day free trial of this tool, this game, and the subscription price is, it's a whole $4 a month, so it's basically $1 a week. If it keeps me cranking words, I'm probably good with that. We'll see. We'll see how it works out over the course of the next month. I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to try to hit my daily goals. There's a daily goal of 10 monsters. And at 250 words, that's like 2,500 words in a day. My first quest is sort of the introduction to how this all works. And I have to get 1,000 words for 250 word monsters to kill, and keep a string of at least 444 words a day. It's not even 500, it's 444 words a day. And so the longer the string goes, the more loot you get. It's all basically cosmetic stuff to dress up your avatar. Everybody gets a little avatar, it's a little cartoon. I took pretty much the default and then realized that I really needed to spend a little more time and invest in having at least something that was not the default avatar to try to get a little ownership of the account, to get a little invested in it, and to give me something to work toward. So I'm pretty stoked. I'm pretty psyched. It's kind of fun.
Morning.
No, I can't jog. I'm not jogging. My knees are having enough trouble as it is with walking. So I didn't walk last night. I did walk yesterday morning. I didn't walk last night. I will walk tonight. Sundays are tough because I got a lot of stuff going on Sunday evening. And I was slow out of the gate Sunday afternoon. So you know what? Tough. I'm gonna go on. I got yogurt made yesterday. It's draining this morning. I didn't want to drain it overnight. It just gets all dried out. So I set yesterday's yogurt to drain this morning. I'll have fresh yogurt and berries today. I like it for my second breakfast, but they're probably going to hold off. I forgot to get cold cuts yesterday. That was unfortunate. So it's going to be probably tuna fish today. For lunch. Which is, you know, it's coming right up. It's not quite 10:30 yet, is it? 10:26 now. So if I can hold off for another 90 minutes, drown my sorrows on a cup of coffee and kill a few monsters off, okay. I'm writing one of the missing scenes. I've added a couple more scenes. Well, I've added one more scene. That's one more that I need to add to the list. But I'm crossing them off as we go. I have some idea of what the scenes are supposed to be. And they're probably going to be short. And I don't know if I can bundle them together or not, but I think two of them I can. The one I'm writing now needs to be a standalone. And right now it's really short at 500 words. It'll go another 500, probably another 1,000 before it's done. But the chapters in this book are all really, really short. It's like 50-odd chapters and 80,000 words. So they're all really short. Which is a pain when I try to create the paperback, but what the hell. So I'm walking along the park, which is looking browner and grayer as every day goes by. The trees have not changed much. There's a little bit of color on the tips on some of the trees. This mostly they look sort of dull green. They're not the vivid green of summer. They're kind of a grayed out green. These trees over by the pond look really nice. There's some bright yellows. I suspect that the direct sun is washing out some of the color. So, recapping this week coming up, I'm going to Boulder on Wednesday afternoon. I'll be back late Wednesday night. I'm going to Denver for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, for MahaCon on Friday, and then we'll get back into the regular swing again. when I get back from there. It should be fun. It'll be a good time. It's always a good time to go down to Mile High. And Boulder, I need to put together. Hell, I need to put together my newsletter for today, so it goes out tonight. I also need to get together just a few notes. I've only got like an hour on marketing, so I need to be really on point. I really need to kind of focus in on what it is I want them to take away. So I need to have that maybe 3x5 card with just the main points I want to talk about, just so I don't lose them. Which I can probably do today, tomorrow. Actually, I could probably do it on Wednesday morning. At any rate, I am at the back gate. And even though this is a short one, it's not because I walked really fast. It was because I lost the first 3 minutes. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.